Frequently, when manual chores call for something a little more heady or entertaining to pass the time, I'll listen to an audiobook. There are some that, because of the narrator's accent or tone, are even more pleasure than resting with the printed page. A Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Towles is one of those books. Readers meet Count Alexander Rostov, who is confined to house arrest in the Metropole Hotel in Moscow. He received this sentence because, according to the new Bolshevik regime in 1922, he was an unrepentant aristocrat. After sentencing, he was classified a former person. I couldn't believe a book about one man with a life sentence to stay in a hotel could be so interesting, humorous, and even exciting in parts. Early in the novel, when the Count meets a visiting glamorous film star, Anna Urbanova, he reflects on some simple, universal truths. Anna talked about growing up in a remote Russian village, helping her fisherman father mend his nets.
And as she talked, the Count had to acknowledge once again the virtues of withholding judgment. After all, what can a first impression tell us about someone we've just met for a minute in the lobby of a hotel? For that matter, what can a first impression tell us about anyone? Why, no more than a chord can tell us about Beethoven, or a brushstroke about Botticelli. By their very nature, human beings are so capricious, so complex, so delightfully contradictory, that they deserve not only our consideration, but our reconsideration and our unwavering determination to withhold our opinion until we have engaged with them in every possible setting at every possible hour.
Even though the setting of A Gentleman in Moscow might seem limited because of being only inside one hotel, the characters the Count meets and the ways his own circumstances change reinforce his learning time and again about first impressions. In just one more segment with small pieces from the story, I hope listeners will get a flavor of how enriching listening can be, whether to a podcast or an audiobook or your local community radio station. For part two, please stay tuned to AMR. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.